The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Vision News. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you the Journey Through History Book Club. It will be meeting October 6th. From Forbes.com, there's an article on the Sunu Band for social distancing for the blind. BigHack.org has an article on the 5 most annoying web features for blind people. And Gadget.com has an article on Google Docs made easier for visually impaired users. Blog.freedomscientific.com has an article on JAWS training for TVIs and AT instructors. If there's a chance that there's any time left over, there's still those books that Bonnie Blows has written that I haven't gotten to yet. And I will get started immediately. A Journey Through History meets October 6, 2020. From Newswire, the History Group met Tuesday night and unanimously applauded the biography of Virginia Hall, world's most successful but unrecognized spy. Next month, we will review the flawed history of the agency who refused to recognize the outstanding talents of Virginia Hall, described in September's book, Library of Congress Annotation. Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter investigates 60 years of the Central Intelligence Agency, uses archival documents and interviews to illustrate that the agency's mission of gathering intelligence has faltered due to blunders, structural flaws, and philosophical conflicts, posits that national security is jeopardized by the CIA's disarray. National Book Award winner, bestseller. Strongly recommend reading the author's note, which is an excellent summary and analysis of the CIA history. Will this republic last more than 300 years with the present CIA? Join us on Tuesday, October 6, 20 at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Zoom invitation. Join from PC, Mac, Linux, iOS, or Android at https://zoom.us/j/177809772. iPhone telephones in the U.S. 1-408-638-0986 or 1-646-876-9923. Use the meeting ID 1-778-09-772. Dial international numbers from https://zoom.us/u/YCQ4DRN. If you wish to subscribe to our one-way announce list, please write to aw-announcements+subscribe@groups.io. You will receive a confirmation email. Just reply to it without writing anything. If you wish to subscribe to the Tech Talk discussion list, write to tek-talk-discussion+subscribe@groups.io. You will receive a confirmation email. Just reply to it without writing anything, and you are on the list. Contacts: Robert Acosta, Chair Emeritus, www.accessibleworld.org and www.radioutofthepast.org. Phone 818-998-0044. Email boacosta818@gmail.com. Website www.helpinghands4theblind.net. Larry Gassman, Accessible World Co-Chair. Phone 714-449-1958. Email Larry, 2 R's, Gassman, 2 S's, at roadrunner.com. Alan Lemley, Accessible World Co-Chair. Phone him at 601-919-6907. Email walemly@gmail.com. The Accessible World, a division of Helping Hands for the Blind, a 501c3 not-for-profit organization, seeks to educate the general public, the disabled community, and the professionals who serve them by providing highly relevant information about new products, services, and training opportunities designed specifically to eliminate geographic and access barriers that adversely affect them. Signed, Don Queen. From Forbes.com, the Sunu Band, the Smart Wearable, Helping Blind People Maintain Social Distance, by Gus Alexiou. Foresight is wonderful in business, but when robotics engineer Marco Trujillo and legally blind chemist and serial entrepreneur Dr. Fernando Albertorio launched the Sunu Band in 2018, they couldn't possibly have imagined the new normal lurking just around the corner. The Sunu Band is an advanced mobility aid for the blind and severely sight-impaired. Worn like a watch or wristband, the device uses sonar and echolocation to detect objects in the wearer's path and then provides haptic vibrations to supply information on proximity. The closer the object, the more frequent the vibrations, which then fade when the object is further away. During the coronavirus pandemic, maintaining social distancing has been a major challenge for those with severe vision impairments, leaving many fearful of leaving their homes. In the event that an emergency global hackathon for medical engineers was organized to identify a technological solution to this complex challenge, the device to emerge might well closely resemble the Sunu Band. Via a paired mobile app, Sunu even allows the user to select the distance at which they wish to be alerted, which ranges from 1.5 to 5 meters. The band has been likened to a radar or flashlight for those with vision loss, identifying objects when the sensor is angled in their direction. It may also be understood as a form of sense-enhancing augmented reality with a tactile overlay rather than the visual one commonly seen in mainstream AR devices. As the pandemic wore on, the company began to receive an increasing number of reports from its customers about how helpful the band is for maintaining social distancing. Social distancing is the use case that all our customers have been telling us about, says Albertorio. They find it particularly helpful for standing in a queue and being alerted when the person in front is starting to move forward, as well as the avoidance of people and obstacles in the supermarket. Resembling a Fitbit, the Sunu Band also features a lightweight, cosmetically acceptable form factor, a design challenge that appears to have perpetually dogged manufacturers of low-vision wearables. The device also offers safety benefits by allowing users to operate their smartphone directly through the band, while the phone itself is tucked away snugly, enhancing navigation for the blind. Sunu Band began life in Guadalajara, Mexico in 2013, after Trujillo undertook a community project at a school for the blind. During this time, he developed a keen interest in the way in which blind children learn to navigate, and noted the upper body injuries they often sustain bumping into obstacles. Trujillo's path was to cross with Albertorio a year later when Albertorio was a mentor at the 2014 Mass Challenge, a Boston-based global accelerator and competition for innovative startups. The Sunu Band went on to win a gold award there, and also won the Perkins School for the Blind Technology Sidecar Prize, later winning a Global Elevate Award in 2016. Prior to its market launch in 2018, Sunu also went through Y Combinator, a highly competitive Silicon Valley-based accelerator program. Albertorio joined up with the fledgling company, not just as a serial tech entrepreneur, but in his capacity as a legally blind individual. He has albinism, which in his case results in severe light sensitivity and eye movement disorders. The band is not envisaged as a replacement for a white cane or a guide dog, but as an additional novel layer of sense enhancement. The original use case considered was the avoidance of raised or overhead obstacles, anything not being picked up by a regular sweep of the cane. Sharpening new senses. Chris McNally, a low-vision technology enthusiast, who was born with a form of retinitis pigmentosa that severely impairs his ability to see in low light, is a dedicated user of the device and offers up some fascinating insights on how the band has remapped his senses. When navigating, it feels like my brain has been so starved of information that when something new and useful is incorporated, it latches right onto it, he says. Feedback from the band is now integrated so deeply into the way I move around, I'm not even consciously thinking about the new input coming in anymore. As I sweep back and forth, he continues, I'm sensing walls and doorways. If I feel it pulsing faster, I know it's a person coming at me, which is awesome, particularly because of the situation with COVID. This sense-enhancing aspect is something which Katrina Best, an orientation and mobility specialist based in Collier County, Florida, working with schoolchildren and adults living with sight loss, has also noted. I was working with a client in his 50s who is now totally blind, and I wanted to try out the Sunu band with him, she says. We walked to a restaurant, and I put it on him, and he chuckled because he could suddenly tell when the waitress was walking past and ignoring us. The wearer can really feel when people are walking around them. I feel like it's a tool for independence, she continues. Too often, students I see in grade schools and older adults tend to just rely on others. Future connectivity and expansion. In terms of a future pipeline, the interoperability of the hardware with a dedicated smartphone app means the opportunities to expand functionality are limitless. This may include a more granular mapping and guidance for blind people, even down to a street furniture level as a platform technology, further integration with third-party apps such as Be My Eyes or even Uber. As a company, we want to challenge certain societal perceptions where people with disabilities are viewed as helpless, says Albertorio. We believe wearable technologies that can augment human abilities have a big role to play in creating equity for disabled people through bridging the information gap and empowering and enhancing the senses. Over the socially distanced shorter term, the company is exploring other use cases for the Sunu band. This could include individuals with suppressed immune systems seeking an extra level of protection when out and about. There may also be a mainstream application for employees wishing to monitor distancing in closed or crowded working environments, such as in the hospitality sector, or for certain leisure activities where vision is reduced, like caving. The Sunu band may not yet quite feature all the bells and whistles of the Apple Watch, but priced at $299, three-quarters of the price of the tech giant's device, it offers those who could benefit so much more. After all, innovative assistance technology devices are more than just cool gadgets to enjoy. They hack the human operating system at a fundamental level and can, thereby, promote unique and personalized modalities for independence. From BigHack.org, five most annoying website features I face as a blind person every single day, by David Rosenblatt. For blind and visually impaired people like me, accessibility is the difference between us being able to use a website and clicking off it. How screen readers work. Screen readers allow blind and visually impaired people to use computers, phones, and tablets independently. Most screen readers use software and a text-to-speech, TTS, engine, which is what converts the text from the screen reader into speech. Screen readers convert the text displayed on screen into a format that blind users can process. Screen readers read out loud everything that's on the screen and allow people to navigate using touch gestures and shortcut keys. They may also work with other output devices, such as a Braille display. As a screen reader user, here are the most common issues I encounter on a daily basis. Unlabeled links and buttons. Screen reader users rely on links and buttons to navigate around a website and to find the information we need. If links and buttons are not labeled correctly, or if at all, then it makes it difficult for screen reader users to find the information they need. Ultimately, unlabeled links make it much harder to navigate the website easily, quickly, and independently. For example, when linking to an About page, click here doesn't give any clue as to where it leads to, but find out more about who we are is clear. If links and buttons are labeled correctly, screen readers can read the label out loud. It means that blind and visually impaired people don't have to press the link or button without knowing where it will take them. As well as unlabeled elements, links and buttons that do not have a clear description are also really frustrating. They must have a clear description of where they will lead to when pressed, rather than click here. Never make your users guess where a link will take them or force them into a trial and error situation. This makes for tedious user experience. No image descriptions. This is probably the most common issue I encounter when browsing the web. Using image descriptions is essential for accessibility. Image descriptions are also known as alt text, alternative text, which is a written description of an image. Screen readers read an image description out loud. This means that blind and visually impaired people can understand the content of the image in an accessible way. If images do not have alt text, then screen readers will simply say image or graphic, which gives no context or meaning. Images often convey valuable information, It's therefore important that people with a visual impairment can access this information as well. All text should be clearly written and give an accurate description of the image. Check out our hot link, Our Tips for Writing Better Alt Text, to ensure your images are fully accessible. Poor use of headings. For quick and easy navigation, many screen reader users navigate using various elements on the page, such as headings. They are a great way to find the information we need quickly and effectively, especially when they follow a logical heading structure with H1S, H2S, and H3S, helping to prioritize the content. If websites don't use headings, it means screen reader users are unable to use the keyboard shortcuts to navigate through the web page this way. If that's the case, we have to resort to tabbing or arrowing through a long web page to find the information we need. Headings also help to break up the web content visually and improve readability. Other elements that screen reader users use to navigate web pages include links, lists, or landmarks. Inaccessible web forms. Most websites use forms in one way or another, whether it's to help you search for a product or to get in touch through a contact form. However, when these forms are not labeled or not labeled correctly, it means we cannot use them. For example, if a search box is not labeled, it means screen reader users have no idea of the purpose of that box. It means people who use screen readers cannot access the same functionality. Contact forms are an effective way for customers to get in touch with your brand or business. And as a screen reader user, there's nothing more frustrating than these forms being labeled incorrectly, especially CAPTCHA's checkout requirements. Without an option to hear the audio, it's not accessible. It means we are unable to fill in the form independently. I often have to enlist help from a sighted person, but this isn't possible for everyone. Auto-playing audio and video. Most people will know how annoying it is to load a web page with noisy adverts that start playing suddenly. But for screen reader users, it can be even more alarming. When video or audio starts playing automatically, it can drown out the voice of the screen reader. This makes it harder to find the pause or stop buttons. And if these buttons are unlabeled, then it's practically impossible for me to stop the video quickly, which causes extra frustration. If I'm unable to stop the sound or video, I normally click off. The solution? Make sure there's no auto-playing video or audio when your website loads. If you really want to use video, make sure the audio is muted and the user can pause, stop, or hide the media player. These issues may seem small to sighted users, but they're the difference between me being able to use a website independently or not, and they make a huge difference when implemented correctly. From Engadget.com, Engadget.com, Google Docs is now easier for visually impaired users to navigate. Google is making it easier for visually impaired people to use its Microsoft Office alternatives. The biggest change is a new shortcut, Control plus Alt plus H on Windows and Command plus Option plus H on Mac to instantly toggle Braille support in Docs, Sheets, and Slides. Navigational shortcuts have also been updated so the user can hear where the cursor has ended up, including comments and suggestions. In addition, the company has improved the experience and reliability of sifting through long documents, as well as navigating and selecting content inside tables. Finally, Google has changed its software so that images, misspelling, and grammatical errors are verbalized directly by assistive technology, such as refreshable Braille displays. Google Docs, Slides, and Drawings have supported Braille displays for some time. Sheets was added to the mix in January 2018 alongside screen magnifier support for Slides and Drawings. The free productivity suite supports popular screen reader tools such as ChromeVox, a Chrome extension which comes pre-installed on Chromebooks, NVDA, non-visual desktop access, and JAWS, job access with speech, on Windows, and Apple's own voiceover software on Mac. Braille devices also work with Google's dedicated Docs and Slides apps for Android, iPhone, and iPad. All products recommended by Engadget are selected by our editorial team, independent of our parent company. Some of our stories include affiliate links. If you buy something through one of these links, we may earn an affiliate commission. from blog.freedomscientific.com. Introducing JAWS Training for Teachers and AT Instructors by Elizabeth Whitaker. Are you a teacher of the visually impaired or an assistive technology instructor? Want tips on where to start with your students? Visit our Teachers Resources page to learn about new JAWS training for teachers and AT instructors. About the training. JAWS training for teachers and AT instructors will assist you when teaching students how to use JAWS. Each lesson is made up of modules that include a series of tasks, demonstration videos, and a quiz to test your knowledge. You will also be asked to fill out a short online training evaluation form at the end of each lesson. One new lesson will be added at the end of each month. You will learn tasks such as start JAWS and create hotkeys, use FS Reader and access the JAWS basic training, read and edit documents, access JAWS Help, teach students web navigation using Surf's Up, use refreshable Braille with JAWS. Check out the table of contents for a complete list of topics. What's included in Lesson 1? Lesson 1, Learning and Teaching JAWS, Introduction and Resources, introduces you to the training and provides a wealth of available resources. Learn how to empower your students who are blind or low vision, navigate the Freedom Scientific Online Training Center, access JAWS training in DAISY format, access the Freedom Scientific Online webinars and recorded archives, watch training videos on the Freedom Scientific YouTube training channel, locate accessible typing tutors and teach students basic document navigation. Visit the table of contents for links to lessons as they are added, and see the Freedom Scientific training page for a complete list of learning resources. From BehindOurEyes.org welcome page. Behind Our Eyes, an organization of writers with disabilities. Welcome. About Behind Our Eyes. Behind Our Eyes Incorporated is a 501c3 nonprofit organization enhancing the opportunities for writers with disabilities. Our first anthology, published in 2007, Behind Our Eyes, Stories, Poems, and Essays by Writers with Disabilities, is available at Amazon.com and from other booksellers. It is available in recorded and braille format from the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. Several members of our group meet by moderated teleconference twice monthly to hear speakers, share work for critique, or receive tips on accessibility, publication, and suggested areas of interest. Our mailing list is a low-traffic, congenial place to share work in progress, learn about submission requests, and to ask and answer writing questions. If you would like to join our group and receive access to our phone conferences and mailing list, please complete our quick and easy membership form. That's a hot link. Our second anthology, Behind Our Eyes, A Second Look, is available in softcover print and on Kindle at Amazon and on Barnes & Noble. It is also available in recorded format from the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. Stories, poems, and personal recollections reflect human emotion, startling fiction, and the rhythms of real life. Share our pride. Read 6 years of our best work since the first anthology in 2007. Contact us. If you have any comments or questions, please use our contact form. If you have any problems with the form, please go to the Magnets and Ladders site and use the submission address there. I will read you more about Magnets and Ladders. Hang on. About Magnets and Ladders. Magnets and Ladders is our online magazine issued in the spring and fall. Read stimulating stories with a variety of characters and plots. Poems echo feelings and use images to make moments come alive. Memoir pieces touch the deepest and sometimes the funniest experiences we love to relive. You can contribute your own work and enjoy new ideas for writers. To read the magazine or sign up for the email edition, visit the Magnets and Ladders website at www.magnetsandladders.org. Share your thoughts on their blog. Here's an excerpt about Magnets and Ladders from the history page on BehindYourEyes.org, OurEyes.org. In 2010, Bobby LaChance became the second president of Behind Our Eyes. The incorporation meant that a board of directors had to be elected and members of the group had to step up and take on responsibilities that had all previously fallen on Sanford's shoulders. Bobby had some big shoes to fill, but she handled them with grace and creativity. Under her guidance, an online magazine and second anthology were formed, and the group continued to flourish. The first of these activities was the creation of an online magazine featuring the works of writers with disabilities. Marilyn Brandt Smith was the driving force in establishing this ongoing online opportunity for writers with disabilities to be published in a literary magazine. Again, the group needed to have a name for the online magazine. Two names were suggested by Lisa Bush: Magnet, because the magazine could be a magnet to draw in readers, and Ladder, because writers with disabilities are climbing up the ladder of successful writing. The group decided to put the two names together, and the name became Magnets and Ladders. Marilyn Brandt Smith was the first Magnets and Ladders editor. Her son Jason took on the role of technical assistant. Marilyn was the editor of the magazine from its inception in 2010 through 2013. Mary Jo Lord ably stepped up to continue the magazine production, beginning as editor in 2014. Magnets and Ladders is an online semi-annual magazine made available nationally by the Perkins Library, as well as audio and braille literacy enhancement from Wisconsin, which submits it to NFB Newsline, a phone-based service that permits the visually impaired to have access to newspapers and magazines. It is also available directly online at http://www.magnetsandladders.org. Behind Our Eyes, A Second Look is the second literary anthology by writers with disabilities, edited by Kate Chamberlain and a committee of Behind Our Eyes writers. On Kickstarter.com, Braille RPG Dice from 64-ounce Games. 64-ounce Games produces high-quality Braille accessories and wants to expand our line to include a set of Braille polyhedral dice. Created by 64-ounce Games. The Kickstarter has raised $8,249 as of today. I'm trying to find more about the dice. We intend to create a high-quality set of 3D-printed polyhedral dice with a brand new 3D printer. These dice will be usable with a wide variety of RPG games and would be both functional for blind players and a great novelty item for sighted RPG players interested in being inclusive. We've printed sample models using the model that we're looking at buying, and we're pretty happy with the way they turned out. We have already shown we are committed and capable of helping the blind community join gaming with our last Kickstarter that let us open our store. What we need now is enough capital to make our dream of doing the same for RPG dice come true. But if you don't trust me, here's a video with a blind person trying them for the first time. If you go to the Kickstarter website, you will be able to click on that video, and I pray that it's accessible, because that's what they're all about. What about stretch goals? Unlocked. Goal 1, CNC router, $5,000. Reward, dice bags. Any pledges at the $50 or higher level receive a free blind meeple or braille D20 dice bag. Unlocked. Goal 2, thermoform machine, $7,000. Reward, postcards. Any pledges at the $50 or higher level will receive a free tactile postcard. I'm running out of time. Be sure to listen next week. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Vision News is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.